living now in some pretty boreal habitat, and there's a lot of white-throated sparrows scattered throughout, and a lot of warblers, and I hope some sparrows besides white-throats will be singing too, so we'll try to go through here and see what's noisy. There's a sound I hear of baby woodpeckers. I see a hole. And I hear the sound. If I wait, I'll find out what kind of woodpecker it is. It's just a little, kind of a quiet sound. And as woodpeckers get older, they're very loud. You can again hear some of the other background sounds, especially the white-throated sparrows. Ah, that must be one of the parents. That's a hairy woodpecker. He got something in his bill. He's landed on a cedar tree. The hole is in a dead birch stub. Probably only 15 feet up. There. Feeding the babies. And at this time of the season, that's kind of the woodpecker we would expect, just because they're fairly early in their nesting. So these hairy woodpeckers have kind of noisy babies now. They'll get noisier though by next week. Now she's looking out. It's a she because there's no red on her head. And a lot of us are familiar with these because they do come to feeders in the winter. They're very, very common in the winter, along with their smaller relatives, the downies. They have a longer bill, and if you get a look at the white outer tail feathers have no spotting on them. That's another field characteristic. And they're loud. Well, I'm going to go away and leave this mother and her brood. That's the song of another warbler, a magnolia warbler. And the sound of my dog drinking water. She's going to get out of the water now and leave us alone, I think. Sort of trying to pursue that magnolia song, but it just keeps getting further away from me as I plunge through the woods, so. And there's some wind, too, that's complicating it. That's him. And I can't put a words to those sounds because the magnolia has a very variable song. And I don't know that it's that easy to characterize it, because they change it. But that is a magnolia singing right now. And fortunately there aren't any other warblers, there's just the white-throated sparrow to sing next to it. But the magnolia warbler, you can tell easily if you get a look at them, what they are. They have this spectacular bright yellow breast with black streakings down it. Then they have almost a masked look on the side of their head. So they're very, very pretty, bright little warblers, very exotic looking. They like to nest in like the mid-size to small conifers. And the nests that we have found haven't been that high up, 10 feet. Sometimes lower, sometimes higher, but not really high up, and they've always been in small conifers, balsam or spruce. So this is their habitat. They like this boreal type woods. Well, I'll leave him. I can't get any closer, so I might as well back off to the trail again. Wind is becoming a factor, so I think I'm just going to hike back without you. This is Molly Hoffman with Field Notes.